and food for the world. The fall harvest is a special time that endures long days.
School gym, that's for sure. But it's big, but yeah, it's intimate. I mean, you're pretty much right on top of the action here.
And we've got two teams with completely different stories. Of course, the Notre Dame Nikes, we've told their story as we've followed them in their path from Holy Trinity. Well, we started, I guess, with Winfield, well, Wapello, then Winfield. Then we got on the air and started covering them against Holy Trinity in that epic five-set match down in Fort Madison. And then they moved past the Crusaders and knocked off
Waco.
Course, to get to state. Neither of those teams had been up here, so it was it was going to be new for either team, and it's new for the Nikes, but it's not new for Galen Catholic. These girls have been in the state tournament a bunch.
They pretty much live here during this time of year. For years, they've been here.
Down in southeast Iowa, we're real familiar with Holy Trinity and Coach Friesmeyer being up here year after year after year. New London has been here a ton with Coach Maureen Heath, and could have been the New London Tigers that Notre Dame was facing tonight, but Galen Catholic edged them out last night in, I guess, just a wild, almost two-hour five-game set.
Right. Oh, it could have went either way. New London had a great great season. I wish they were here playing Notre Dame.
So we're, again, Notre Dame, too, they went right by the quarterfinals because the team they were supposed to play, Wapsie Valley, had to forfeit because they had a couple girls that had COVID. And COVID, of course, has been an ongoing story. Notre Dame couldn't play the first few weeks because they had girls with COVID. Their coach, Mike Kelker, ended up sitting out the season due to his contraction of the virus. So enter Susan Reed and Mike Davis, who entered in as co-head coaches. Now Mike's kind of the head coach, Susan the assistant. They kind of share between covering offense and defense. But Notre Dame, this is their first game here in this big setting. And you mentioned some of the girls have played you know, that travel ball, the club ball, and you guys play in some big settings like this.
Big convention centers just like this, but it'd be interesting, the ones that haven't had that experience, how they're going to react to this kind of environment.
And I suppose volleyball is not much different than basketball or football or state golf tournament. You know, once you get that first shot or the first hit or the first serve out of the way, a lot of those nerves go away.
Oh, yes.
But Galen Catholic, a little bit maybe, one could say an advantage because they've been here a ton. They've been here 11 out of 12 years, as I mentioned. They are regulars here. They've got annual reservations at the Hilton next door, I think. And matter of fact, a couple years ago, they got beat by Holy Trinity in the semifinals. But they had a tough match last night, a two-hour saga against New London. So, I don't know, does that affect girls this age as far as their legs and energy?
It does. I mean, pressure, trying to play two awesome matches in a row like that, it's not easy. We'll see what happens at this one.
So it's Galen Catholic and your Notre Dame Nikes. Tonight's sponsor of the state tournament volleyball is Deary Brothers and Brad Deary Honda. We appreciate Brad Deary Honda and Deary Brothers supporting the Nikes and our tonight's game sponsor. Of course, I drive a nice Chevy pickup truck from Deary Brothers there in West Burlington. More on our game sponsor as the evening goes on. As those of you that just joined in on KBUR, we had Gary Dolphin and head coach Kirk Ferentz on the call-in show just a few minutes ago. We were actually on the phone with Dolph on the way up, and he said he's going to be dialing in on the way back to Dubuque trying to get the live stream because not only are we on 1490 AM and 99.3 FM, but the game broadcast worldwide, KBUR.com. So get on Facebook, text your friends. We are on the internet. It's a TuneIn Radio app you got to get, but no cost. KBUR.com is how you get that. So more pregame from Cedar Rapids after this break. It is state tournament volleyball from Cedar Rapids. Chin Wynn and Casey Fleming up here with the Notre Dame Nikes getting ready to take on Galen Catholic in just a few minutes. Back after this break on News Radio 99.3 FM and 1490 KBUR.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant. We'll be right back.
Deck the halls with beautiful and unique Christmas decorations from Ritter's. Nobody does the holidays up like Ritter's, and you're invited to join them for a very special occasion. This year, their annual Christmas open house will be an exciting three-day event, Friday through Sunday, November 6th through the 8th, with discounts and door prizes. Browse through festive decor and whimsical holiday gifts as you immerse yourself in the sights and sounds of the season. It's the always delightful Christmas open house at Ritter's, November 6th through the 8th. Wow, it must be by Ritter's.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we just want you to know Pizza Ranch is here. Pizza Ranch is here with contactless delivery and curbside pickup. And now your local Pizza Ranch is here with safety measures and social distancing guidelines in place to provide all the buffet favorites you've been missing. Our full buffet is now open, and we look forward to serving you safely. Because here at Pizza Ranch, we're here for you.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet, for delivery or to go. Call 754-5555.
Welcome back to the Alliant Energy Powerhouse in Cedar Rapids. Tonight's state broadcast brought to us by our friends at Deary Brothers and Brad Deary Honda in West Burlington. We appreciate Deary Brothers and Brad Deary Honda supporting Notre Dame volleyball tonight as they're getting ready to do the team introductions. You can hear the students getting a little raucous in the background. There's Galen Catholic making some noise. Off to our left, the Notre Dame students are right over our right shoulder. We're courtside right behind the Nike's bench, so we should have a bird's eye view of all the action tonight. We got a great crowd on hand tonight to see the first ever state match for the Notre Dame Nikes. And well, Galen Catholic again. This is on their vacation calendar. They've been here 12 out of 13 years. I think 11 out of the last 12 or something like that. But all that goes out the window once you start playing, Chan. Oh, yeah. I mean, it comes down to girl on girl. But coaching, I suppose, Coach Mike Meyer there from Galen Catholic. Yeah, you know, that plays into it as well. He's got a lot of experience up here.
Yes, but you know what? Notre Dame's coaches are doing a fantabulous job. Fantabulous, that's the word. They're doing a heck of a job this year getting this team ready. It's the best I've seen them play.
And to introduce my color commentator, again, I'm Casey Fleming. And Chin Nguyen is part of the Iowa Rockets, which we got to know Chin when he started coming down and coaching some of the Marlow girls, some of the West Burlington kids, and also coaching some of the Notre Dame kids, you know, the Holy Trinity kids, you know, the New London kids. Are you familiar with any of the Galen kids?
No, I have none whatsoever.
Well, it's about a 4.5-hour drive over across the state of Iowa to the ice cream capital of the world.
That's right, Lamar's Iowa.
Lamar's,
right?
Iowa is the home of Wells Blue Bunny Ice Cream, and you're never going to guess how the town of Lamar's got its name.
I have no idea. Well,
we're going to save that one for later. We're going to save that one for later for those back at home listening at the Cat Club or the Jailhouse or wherever you're having your volleyball listening parties back down in southeast Iowa. We're just a couple of minutes away from the first serve. Back after this with state semifinal volleyball brought to you by Deary Brothers and Brad Deary Honda on KBUR.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard & Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, paint, and of course, lumber. Standard & Beaverdale will help you with all the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they deliver. Need a new refrigerator or stove? Standard & Beaverdale. Check out the large Beckman Appliance Showroom. Enjoy the game. Standard & Beaverdale on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington.
At Ryan Schmitz, we're big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know this year you may not be able to compete the entire season, so it's important to appreciate your teammates, coaches, and every game you're able to play. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family-owned and operated and part of your community for over 80 years. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Convenience. According to the dictionary, it's being able to proceed with little effort or difficulty. You look for convenience when you're shopping for clothing and food. And at Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we want you to choose our financial institution based on convenience. With 14 convenient locations scattered across southeast Iowa and friendly customer service representatives at all of them, you're sure to be treated with the hometown service you are looking for. We're Pilot Grove Savings Bank, now open on Gear Avenue in West Burlington. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Tomorrow would mean something a little different to everyone. To some, it feels like it's a season away. To others, it's the next whistle to get back into the football game. Bob Dodd's Insurance and Grinnell Mutual celebrate our student-athletes competing under those Friday night lights. They embrace the promise tomorrow holds and love cheering them to victory. They go for a touchdown in insurance protection and service every time. Trusted tomorrow, contact Bob Dodd's Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at 1-800-642-6591 today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Welcome back to the Alliant Energy Powerhouse here in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. It is State High School Volleyball Tournament. Casey Fleming and Chin Wynn on the call. Notre Dame getting ready for their first ever volleyball match at the state level. Well, actually, their first ever was forfeited last night because, unfortunately, the twists and turns of 2020 continue. Poor Wapsie Valley had to stay home due to COVID. So they advance to the semifinals and take on Galen Catholic. Lamar's Galen, they advanced after a five-set thriller over Southeast Iowa's New London. And so they're experienced. They've got a night under their belt, but maybe some tired legs. We'll find out just a couple of minutes away from the first serve. It's going to be wild in here because we've got the other semifinal game going on right across the court from us. And I had it pulled up. It's Gladbrook, Rhinebeck, and... and I've got some sort of technical thing going on. Trying to get my phone going here. I got to hit some sort of
Saint
code.
Albert.
Council Bluffs, St. Albert?
Yep.
Okay, okay. So I think both those teams out of the western part of the state, as is Lamar's Galen. So Lamar's, why is the town called Lamar's? You're never going to guess it. I was doing some research earlier about the town, the school, the history, their volleyball program. There was a train magnate that had a train crossing there. It was called St. Paul Junction. And they had a bunch of women on a train that they had stopped, and they were having like a tea party out there in the 1800s. And the ladies' names started with L-E-M-A-R-N-S. It was like Louise, Edna, Mary, Angela, Rebecca, and Stacy. And so they're like, let's name the place Lamar's. So
oh, wow.
There's one of many a trivia tidbits you'll get throughout the evening about our visitors, or I should say the opposing team at least, Galen Catholic from Lamar's. And the Notre Dame Nikes, also a Catholic school, both teams Catholic schools, and we are just a couple of minutes away from action here. You can hear the Notre Dame crowd off to our right, Galen Catholic off to our left. And we're just about ready to go here at the state tournament, brought to you by Deary Brothers and Brad Deary Honda in West Burlington. So to start off, it's Gabby Deary, Maisie Belger, and Jenna Bentz up front, Katie Stevens, Josie Bentz, and Polly Artman in the back row. And here we go. Let's play state girls volleyball. The serve's in play, and here's Bentz. Set, Deary, little dink for the points for the Nikes. So they strike first.
Number 8, Gabby Deary. Nikes.
1-0 Nikes. So kind of some strategy there. Deary went up like she's going to kill it, and she just kind of dinked it over. There's a big hit by Galen, picked up by Artman. Bentz to...
That was a nice spot. That's Deary.
Deary again with the hit. Here's... Boom! Oh. Katie Stevens, welcome to the state tournament! The junior pounds it home! Notre Dame up early, 2-0.
That'll get rid of the nerves pretty quick. That was a nice shot by Katie.
So 2-0 Nikes. On the serve is Josie Bentz. And there's a little dink over by Belger, defended well by Galen. Long shot over the net by the Jays. Bentz, Stevens, dink, dug out by Galen. There's the set and spike by the Jays. Nice recovery by Artman. Bentz, Stevens, blocked.
Good cover by Bentz here.
Bentz, Deary, big hit. Nice. Almost down, but a good save by Galen. And a pushover by the Jays. Bence, Deering. Big hit. Got it. 3-0 Nikes.
Nice set by Jenna there. Quick set in the middle.
I don't know.
Straight down.
I don't know if the fans at home can hear it or not, but there's multiple whistles going on.
Oh, yeah.
Makes it a little confusing. That's where that advantage of playing some club volleyball comes into play. There's a big hit by Hying and a point for the Jays. We were talking to their radio guy before the contest. Coincidentally, he's from Morning Sun, Iowa, down in our corner of the state. And he said they don't really have one stud hitter. They've got four girls.
Balance attack on their part.
So here's Bence to Bence. Nice hit, recovered by Galen. Set by Holbeck. Big hit by Hying, recovered by the Nikes. Bence, Deary, boom! The block! Back in the Nikes side of the court. So 3-2.
Looks like Abby's kind of overrunning the set right now. The ball's behind her head, so she didn't get a good hit on that one.
Nikes up one. Galen Catholic serving. Serves in play.
Uh-oh,
Arkman
trouble.
Lost her vision on it. Little indecision there.
No indecision. Ball is coming kind of fast. You want to take that low. She used her hands, went right straight to her face.
So we're tied up at three. And here's the serve by Maya Whitehead.
All, nice under, by Armin.
All underclassmen for the Jays as Stevens gets a big hit.
Yeah, that's a double call on Galen.
Yeah, so that is a point for the Nikes. Double hit.
Double hit on the setter, yes.
So now we're 4-3. Notre Dame as Kerrigan Belger comes in for her sister, Maisie Belger. Oh, I'm sure the Belger contingent's up in the stands behind us. Here's a set. Big hit
nice.
By Galen.
Big
blocked
block.
Away!
That's a big wall there from Katie and Gabby. Nowhere to go for their header.
And looking at some of their statistics, Notre Dame's got 59 solo blocks. Galen only 26 on the season. So Notre Dame a little better blocking team statistically. There's the serve by Belger. The hit over by Stitzman, recovered by the Nikes. Bence, Stevens.
Shot.
The hit is blocked.
Good
set
call.
By Colback.
Double violation on their libero trying to set the ball.
So that's the second double hit violation. Notre Dame now leads 6-3. Coach Meyer for Galen wants a timeout. Back in 30 seconds with Notre Dame leading in set one, 6-3 on KBUR.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we just want you to know Pizza Ranch is here. Pizza Ranch is here with contactless delivery and curbside pickup. And now your local Pizza Ranch is here with safety measures and social distancing guidelines in place to provide all the buffet favorites you've been missing. Our full buffet is now open, and we look forward to serving you safely. Because here at Pizza Ranch, we're here for you.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet, for delivery or to go. Call 754-5555.
Welcome back to high school state volleyball action from the Alliant Powerhouse downtown Cedar Rapids. Casey Fleming and Chin Nguyen, where Notre Dame has jumped out to an early 6-3 lead over Galen Catholic, the favorite team in the match. And I think most of Notre Dame's nerves are gone, Chin.
I think so, too. Yep. With a short dump. Nice pickup by Josie.
Bence hit by Deary, and out of play it goes, favoring the Nikes. 7-3 Notre Dame. And you were talking about Notre Dame's defense. You think they're at an advantage there?
Yes. If they can get the block set up here, Galen's going to have difficulties hitting against them.
Belger's serve looks deep, and it is 7-4. Notre Dame still leading. In set one, if you're just joining us, this is the 1A state semifinal.
Galen Center's in the front row now. She's more than likely she's going to chuck it out to the outside, number seven here.
So good serve and an outside hit by Stevens. Defended well by Galen. Here comes the hit, and it's deep. Rachel Langle, their only senior. She comes off the bench at 6 foot. She's their leading hitter, but doesn't start, which is kind of a unique deal.
That is strange.
8-4, Notre Dame leading in set one. Gabby Deary serve in play. Defended well by Colbeck. Here's the set. Hit by Langle off the net.
Nice
saved
tough.
By Belger. Bence, set. Stevens, dink. Oh, played well by Galen. And here come the Jays with the hit over the net. Pass by Deary. Set by Bence. Boom time for Stevens, but good defense by Galen there, Chin.
Yes, it was. It's good cover by Notre Dame, though. Rally still going. Nice up, Gabby Deary.
Back and forth we go. Little tip shot by Benz, and that one's in the net. Point to the Nikes, 9-4.
Notre Dame can be aggressive on their serves here. It'll help out a lot.
So there's Deary, nice overhand serve, the jump serve. And the tip over the net.
Again, nice block.
By the Nikes, another hit here by Stitzman, and down it goes. Or that's Rachel Langell. I'm going Langell because our radio, their local radio guy said Langell, so we're going to go with that.
Nice pass by Kerrigan.
Big hit!
Back set to Katie Stevens, and she puts it down.
We've said it all along. Stevens has adjusted her game this year from last year. Not quite as aggressive, where last year sometimes she was too aggressive.
A lot smarter on her hits this year, that's for sure. Another double contact violation on their setter. Point Notre Dame there.
That's the third double hit on Galen Catholic. Notre Dame now up 11-5. But I
think the nerves are getting to their setter. She's a young sophomore. Oh, there's another double contact violation on the setter.
That's the fourth one. Their coach does not like it one bit. He wants a timeout. And we'll be back in 30 seconds with Notre Dame leading in set one, 12-5 from the state tournament, brought to you by Deary Brothers and Brad Deary Honda on KBUR. Well, I think we're going to keep it right here. So our score, Notre Dame 12 and Galen 5. Notre Dame in great shape in set one, but Galen Catholic's not going away.
Right, that's right. And the nice thing is, Galen, this is their second timeout, so they're done for the set for timeouts. So Notre Dame just keep pulling away.
And I was talking about
convenience. According to the dictionary,
it's a commercial. Okay. Well, we'll keep it right here. We'll get back to the commercials on the next break. But so we appreciate all of our sponsors for KBUR Sports as Stevens
nice
with the
serve
set serve.
Ace serve. Down
Ace.
The line.
So Stevens with two kills, now an ace serve to go with that. But Katie playing a good set so far. There's the serve set by Holback, and a dink over by Riley Schnepf for the point.
They called a touch block on Notre Dame. Point Galen.
So Notre Dame was there for the block, but just skimmed off their hands out of bounds.
Right.
13-6, your score, Notre Dame leading. Here's the serve by Goebel.
Nice serve by Bentz.
And, Korshkin had a nice hit, but defended well, blocked back down to the court. 13-7.
Notre Dame needs to cover their hitters right now. They don't assume that the hit's just going to go down.
There's the serve by Goebel. Artman. Bentz.
Nice set.
Bentz! Boom! Oh, good defense by the Jays.
Another double call on the
Wow. Game. Is that the fifth one?
That's the fifth one. This time it was on the libero.
14-7, Notre Dame leading Galen Catholic here in set one.
The Belger sister rotated in and out.
So now Maisie's back up front. Big hit there by Maya Whitehead, the 5'11 sophomore middle hitter. Big spike. Man, she elevated and wound up.
Yeah, they're going to probably feed her here, so... Our middle's got to be ready.
14-8, Notre Dame leads. Serving is Cadence Goebel. Bentz set. Bentz kill. Defended by Galen.
Nice.
There's the hit. Blocked
by
the Nikes.
Back set by the Galen. Ooh.
Wow, monster hit. That time it's Lauren Hying. And that's what makes Galen so tough. They got four different girls that have over 120 kills on the season.
Right now, our libero is kind of reacting to the hit instead of anticipating where she's going. So all she had to do was take a couple steps to her left, and she would have dug that up.
There's the Bentz to Bentz combination. Great set, great vision by Josie Bentz to think it where hit it where they ain't.
Hit it where they ain't. She had some wide open there.
Need to patent that shirt. Hit it where they ain't. Well, that one was hit where they ain't. Nice. I'm not supposed to say spike. I know. But nice hit by Maya Whitehead. She's got a couple of kills now in the night as Galen's inching back in this one, 15-10. Notre Dame up 5 in set 1.
Pass by Josie.
So back and forth we go. It was a big hit by Bentz and defended well by Galen. Now a set. Bentz. Soft touch. There's that big hit by Stitzman, but defended by the Nikes. Pounded down by Deary, but defended by the Jays. And here's the Nikes. Bentz defended. Back over it goes. Bentz to Bentz. That's a windup. And a kill for the junior.
I tell you what, they're taking away Josie's inside hit. If she keeps hitting down the line, she's going to score quite a bit.
We saw Waco take advantage of hitting it down the line against Notre Dame last week. 16-10, your score, Notre Dame leading. Maisie Belger on the block. Picked up and dug out by the Jays. I'm impressed by this Lauren Hying. She's only 5'7", but she really elevates. That's her second or third kill.
She's consistent, that's for sure. She's hitting it pretty smart.
So now serving. Oh, that's deep. That's out. Maya Whitehead a little too much.
Let's go, Notre Dame. Finish them off here.
I've been saving this one up. Hopefully our producer back at home is listening to this one. A little too much ice cream on that serve. A little too much ice cream from the ice cream capital of the world up in Lamar's. Talked about that in the pregame as Kerrigan Belger puts the serve in play. Here comes the hit.
Short roll shot. Nice dig by
defended
Belger.
By Belger. Bentz. And the elevator. Elevates. And a kill for Katie Stevens.
Nice adjustment on that. Outside of the pin, she turned it back in.
18-11 as Stevens picks up her third kill to go with that ace serve. And
there's a big block by Gabby Deary. Woo.
When you get Deary and Stevens next to each other up front, that's really tough. That's pretty good defense.
Now the back row has to be ready in case they tip it on those big blocks.
Belger, serve. Pullback, pass, big hit, and blocked by the Nikes, but out of bounds it goes. And
Gabby got hit in the face with that ball.
Yeah, she took that one in the noggin. But she's fine. She'll stay in. Wipes her face clear, and it's 19-12. Notre Dame leading Galen. There's the serve. Bentz. Big hit by Katie Stevens. A little too much. Deep point to the Jays.
Got underneath that ball. A little too much. Zoomed out on her. Get on top of it, Katie. Get on top of that ball.
Abby Ruland, one of the seniors, one of the very few seniors. Only got three on their roster. So now we're 19-14 after the Ruland ace. Coach Mike Davis telling the girls, stay back. Stay back. Ruland served it into the net.
That's what
point
we needed.
To the Nikes.
Let's go, Gabby. Get us going here.
So Notre Dame's responded in kind to any little rally that Galen's thrown at them so far.
Yes, they have. That's a nice serve.
Great serve by Deary.
Get it out there.
Bentz. Korshkin, nice hit, but blocked back. Point to the Jays.
Net violation on Notre Dame. Point, Jays.
All they need to do is just put a little electrical charge in that net. That'll keep those girls away from that net, don't you think? Okay, back to action. Notre Dame leading 20-15. There's a hit. And out by Korshkin. Just a little bit too much on it. 20-16. Galen not going away. Here's the serve by Alyssa Kolbeck, the libero. Dug out by Belger. Big spike by Stitzman. Blocked.
Nice defense, Notre Dame. Put it down.
Bentz, Stevens. Put nice it where they ain't. And she did.
Changed up on that one.
Great change of pace by the junior. Hit her for the Nikes. 21-16, Notre Dame leads. In set one. Semifinal. 1A, state volleyball from Cedar Rapids. There's the Stevens nice serve. Galen has some trouble with
it. Get it out
it.
Here. Get, ooh.
Thought that might have been a double hit, but no such luck. Now a diving hit and great play there at the net by Caden Scoble, the sophomore for Galen. Just hit it outside of the Nike's reach. 21-17. There's the Galen serve. Artman pass.
Out.
And a great
out. Nice
play.
Nice job by Bentz.
By Jenna Bentz, instead of setting it, just kind of dinked it over.
Tight pass. The only thing she could do is use the block. Blocker touched it and went out of bounds. That was smart by Jenna.
So we got one Belger for another. Maisie in. Kerrigan will sit. And here's the set by Galen. Big hit. Blocked into the net by the Nikes. Point to Galen. 22-18.
Maisie looks like she's going a little too early on her blocks right now. She's bringing that ball back down to her side on the touch. Just needs to be a little bit more patient on that one.
There's Stevens off the serve. Set by Ben. Stevens, the deep hit. Almost a double hit by Galen. Now the set. The kill is down for the Jays. 22-19. We got a match.
Timeout Notre Dame.
Notre Dame led by as many as six. They're up by three. 22-19. Back in 30 seconds from Cedar Rapids on KBUR.
If you want to quit renting and start owning in 2020, you're going to need a mortgage. And those can be intimidating. I'm Connor with Danville State Savings Bank. Did you know that we offer six different mortgage products to qualified buyers? At Danville State Savings Bank, we'll go the extra mile to help you find the best mortgage option. Call me today at Danville State Savings Bank. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Cedar Rapids, the Alliant Energy Powerhouse, downtown Cedar Rapids. Casey Fleming and Chin Nguyen on the call. Notre Dame led by as many as six at 16-10 in the early going in set one, but now Galen's come charging back, and it's 22-19 Notre Dame leads. Here's Bentz to Bentz.
Nice shot.
And out of, oh, diving save by Galen, back in play for the Jays. Bentz.
Oh,
Bentz.
Wide open.
That one is down.
Down the line. Woo. Oh, nice play. Tell you, Notre Dame's got to get a pass up. They've got to get a good pass up. They can set their offense up.
23-19, Nikes lead in set one. Here's Carly Artman. The jump serve in play. Dug out. Set up. Here comes Stitzman. Big
nice
hit. Block.
Back set here.
Goble. Set.
Nice. Up. Artman.
Good come pass. On. Bentz nice to shot, Bentz man. And a diving save by Galen. And here we go. Notre Dame. Bentz set. Bentz right. Hit. Another diving save. Hey, Galen is tough. Bentz.
Oh! Oh! Nice shot.
Just a little touch.
Yep.
To nice. Use my Bill Raftery.
Nice roll shot.
Just a touch shot with set point. In play. Belcher serve. Nearly an ace. 24-19. Notre Dame leads. Blocked by Deary. Here comes the set. The hit. Pass by Stevens. Bentz. Deary.
Oh,
booyah! There it is!
Monster hit by Deary to finish off the set.
Set one to the Nikes. Back in 2 minutes with set two to see if Notre Dame can take one step closer to the state championship game tomorrow night here in Cedar Rapids. Back after this on News Radio 99.3 FM, 1490 KBUR and KBUR.com.
Convenience. According to the dictionary, it's being able to proceed with little effort or difficulty. You look for convenience when you're shopping for clothing and food. And at Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we want you to choose our financial institution based on convenience. With 14 convenient locations scattered across Southeast Iowa and friendly customer service representatives at all of them, you're sure to be treated with the hometown service you are looking for. We're Pilot Grove Savings Bank, now open on Gear Avenue in West Burlington. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Ryan Schmitz, we're big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know this year you may not be able to compete the entire season, so it's important to appreciate your teammates, coaches, and every game you're able to play. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 80 years. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
It's preview week. Go to bidonburlington.com and check out what's going up on the auction block this Sunday. You've got a long list of people on your shopping list for the holidays, and we've got a long list of gift options at bidonburlington.com, including custom rustic history queen bed with mattress and drawers from Sleepy Hollow Custom Furniture, two-night stay at Oakland Mills Park, Scorpid Orion Extreme 135 crossbow from American Outdoors, Star Wars package from Burlington by the Book, electric guitar with amp from Mundit's Musical Instruments, bicycle tune-up from Nick's Cycling and Fitness, twilight teeth and 1 week of tanning from the tannery, and gift certificates from Sea Sky Boutique, original signs, McCoy Plumbing Heating and Cooling, and Schluter's Auto Service, and more. Holiday gift ideas abound at the BidOnBurlington.com auction, November 8th through the 15th, with a special sneak preview going on now. Register to bid today. That's BidOnBurlington.com, brought to you by Pritchard Broadcasting. To learn more, check out our website.
Welcome back to Cedar Rapids. It is state semifinal 1A volleyball, Casey Fleming and Chin Nguyen. And I tell you, Notre Dame got out to a big 16-10 lead, but then Galen Catholic comes roaring back, cuts it to 22-19, but Notre Dame withstood the rally. That's a big, big win for the Nikes.
That's a big win for Notre Dame there. Hopefully they can build on that and take them out the second set.
Galen Catholic has not lost a match since September 15th.
Wow. That's impressive.
They lost five of their first, like, seven, and then just hit stride and have ran with it. 25-5 is their record on the season. Notre Dame just 17-5. Of course, their season shortened by missing 2 weeks due to COVID in the early going. And here we go in set two. Bentz with the serve. Goble set. Hit by Langle. Defended by Artman. Pass. Bentz. Hit. Stevens. Dig out by Galen as they get in their offense.
Ooh. Nice job there. Bentz saved that one.
Katie Stevens with the dink.
Katie set them up on that one. First shot, hit it down the line deep. The girl dug it up. Next time, she went short on the line. That was smart by Katie.
So Nike strike first in set two. Notre Dame won the first set, if you're just joining us, as Galen Catholic makes a nice play there. Now here comes Deary.
Nice shot.
Pounded away. And she got it. So Notre Dame up 2-0 with Josie Bentz on the serve. Bruce Huddleston of Fort Madison on the corner line right here as an official.
Nice up by Josie.
So Maisie Belger with the putback. And here's Goble. Big Ouch. Hit by Galen. It's deep. Too much on that one by Lauren Hying. 3-0 Notre Dame. With the rotating balls in, getting
disinfected
and de-COVIDized and whatever else. Now here comes the nice hit by Whitehead. Defended.
Oh,
and
monster hit by Gabby.
Pounded home by the 6 foot sophomore. Wow.
I tell you what, every time she stays behind that ball, she gets a really good swing on that thing. It goes straight down.
She leads all players with 5 kills. Notre Dame up 4-0. And nice shot there by Hying, Lauren Hying. Not a real hard hit, but Notre Dame not in position to defend
that one. They're not anticipating the hit. And that hitter is pretty much giving the clues as to where she's hitting that ball. She just got to read it and move.
There's a nice block by the Nikes. Notre Dame up 4-1. Little dink over by...
out of bounds.
Yep.
Notre Dame...
Larissa Stitzman had too much side spin on it. Out of bounds.
Ooh, this is where Molly's coming in.
Here comes Molly Johnson. Molly Johnson twisted her ankle up at Winfield, I think it was.
Holy Trinity.
Was that Holy Trinity?
Holy Trinity, yes, it was.
So she's been out for a while. She's a great server, one of the better servers that Notre Dame has in the back row. Is
nice block by the
big hit
Gabby
by Stitzman. But there's Deary and Bentz, and there's... A little miscommunication between Artman and Johnson on who's going to get that.
Yeah, Artman's middle back right now. She should stay deep and let Molly get that short ball there.
So 5-2 here in the early going in set two. Notre Dame won the first set, 25-19. Now here's Galen on the serve.
Get a serve receive here. Get a pass.
Maya Whitehead. Good pass by Artman. Hit by Deary from deep. Defended well by Galen. Here's a little bump over by Lorbeck, or Colbeck, the setter. And there's Deary again. Great dig out by Whitehead. Colbeck.
Nice up. Good save, Molly.
Notre Dame playing great defense on this rally. Just spike after kill after kill. And that one was down that outside line, Chan, and Notre Dame didn't have anybody there.
Right side, she went straight down the line. It's a very difficult shot for a right side right-hander to hit. Our defense didn't shift over.
So there's the Galen serve. Pass by Bentz. Here comes Stevens. Big hit, but defended well. Hartman on the save. Bentz. Deary. Her kill is defended well. Now a little back and forth on some dinks by both teams. And
nice
Molly Johnson. Good save.
Hit it.
Bentz to Bentz.
Shot.
Big hit. Defended in the air. Stitzman into the net. Point to the Nikes. They needed that.
They needed that. That's good her name.
That was an important point for the Nikes. Galen had scored three straight. Now 6-3. Notre Dame still leading is Gabby Deary. Will serve for the Nikes. Goes wide left. Set. Hit. Oh, Molly Johnson let it go, and it just caught some paint. You know, here at the state tournament, it's way easier to see because the entire volleyball court's painted black and pink. So it's much easier to see when they're in or out. That one was in, so 6-4. There's Johnson. Bentz, good hit. Goble to Colbeck. That one is definitely deep. Point to the Nikes.
It's a little miscommunication between Molly and Artman right now. They seem to be running into each other quite a bit.
Well, of course, Molly hasn't played in a while, so I'm sure that she's amped up, and she'll calm down. She'll settle in as Galen gets a nice return on the serve. And Stevens hits one out wide right, 7-5. After that, Galen point. Notre Dame won the opener, 25-19. Winner goes to the state championship game, 8 o'clock tomorrow night here in Cedar Rapids.
Nice pass by Katie Stevens. Bentz tried to set her dump, but went out of bounds. It was a good idea.
So now Coach Davis wants to time out. A little momentum right now for the Jays from Galen Catholic. Back in 30 seconds on KBUR.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, paint, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with all the planning and design no matter what project you're working on. And they deliver. Need a new refrigerator or stove? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the large Beckman Appliance Showroom. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington.
Welcome back to Cedar Rapids, tonight's broadcast and state tournament coverage brought to us by our game sponsor, Deary Brothers in West Burlington. Chevy, Cadillac, Toyota, Nissan, all your needs. See Terry and all my buddies out there at Deary Brothers. Deary Brothers and Brad Deary Honda sponsoring tonight's action as we're back in action. 7-6, Notre Dame leading in set two. They won set one, and here comes a kill by Galen. We're tied up for the first time all night, Jen.
Yeah. Just our defense is kind of lacking right now. Just got to move. We got to move our feet before contact. We're trying to dive for these balls, but we shouldn't have to.
So a good pass there by nice Booyah!
They needed that one.
A Bentz bomb. It was a great pass by Stevens. Then the Bentz to Bentz combination. Too much to handle as Maisie Belger comes in for Molly Johnson, who got her first action in a week or so after an ankle injury. Bentz's serve is in. Goble set. Hit by...
Oh, nice line shot by Galen.
Riley Schnapp. That looked deep to me here. I just got done saying that it's easier to see with the darker court painting, but that one was in. 8-8. We're tied up. Serves in play. Defended by the Nikes. Set by Bentz. Hit by
nice
Bentz.
Shot.
Down it goes!
All starts with a pass. If we can get a pass on serve, on serve receive, we can get our offense set up.
Gabby Deary comes in for Korshkin. Here's Hartman on the serve. Jump serve in play. Bumped by the libero. Set by Goebel. Big hit and out.
Out of bounds.
By Maya Whitehead. And here's that lineup. Notre Dame has Bentz, Deary, and Maisie Belger up front. That's a pretty tough front lineup.
Yep, it is.
And the, oh, almost an ace. And it is.
Nice,
I guess
sir.
It counts as an ace, right?
It counts as an ace, yep.
So an ace in tennis is if you don't touch it, basically. Ace in volleyball is if you don't get it back in play, right?
That was
Hartman serve, a beautiful serve, completely different side of the court.
That was an excellent call by Coach. She directed her to serve that one corner, and that's where she went. She's going right back to it again.
Well, there's Hartman then. Good. There it is, that spot, deep left corner. Pass by Goebel, a little dink, and into the net, point to the Nikes. Notre Dame on a run.
Oh, timeout here, Galen.
13-8.
That was a nice run there.
Timeout, Galen. We'll keep it right here for this timeout. We were tied at 8, and Notre Dame just went on a little 5-point run. And we've talked about it the last couple weeks since we've been doing these games, Chin, and the momentum goes back and forth so quickly.
Oh, very quickly.
And a lot of it has to do with who's in and where they're at in the court, huh?
Right. And a lot of times it's energy. Who's going to bring more energy? You get that adrenaline going. Next thing you know, you run a 2-3-4-point run.
And good serving right now by Carly Hartman. She's got an ace. 13-8 your score. Notre Dame won the opening set 25-19. This is the state semifinals brought to you by Deary Brothers and Brad Deary Honda. I drove my Deary Brothers Chevrolet Silverado.
If I were Notre Dame, I'd go right back to number 6 again, that one corner, that right back corner. She's struggling on serve-receive right now. And looks like Coach has put that number 1 up.
So here's Hartman. There's the serve. Right back to the middle that time and defended well by Galen. Bentz. Deary lines up and down it goes.
I tell you, when she stays behind that ball, it's hard to stop her. That was a pretty quick set in the middle. Gabby puts it straight down.
14-8 as Hartman puts her serve in play. Great placement. And now Hartman, a diving save for the Nikes. Bentz to Bentz. And nice. Deep hit, but it was played. Set by Goebel. A little dink
nice
over.
Up.
Bentz. Maisie Belger puts it back over in play for the Nikes. 14-8. Notre Dame lead set 2. Nice spike by Riley Schnepf. And a 6-0 Notre Dame run.
Yeah, Galen's been hitting that line shot. We're not adjusting right now. That middle back just rotate over a little bit. Cover that line shot.
So the serve's in play. Put into the net. And an ace for Galen. 14-10. Notre Dame leads.
A lot of spin in that top spin serve. That dropped quite a bit. So Vance needs to just take a step up and get underneath that ball.
So here's the serve by Cadence Goebel.
There it is. Nice pass.
Bentz. Into the net. And over it goes. Barely. All those plays close to the net are tough to defend. Now nearly a block by Deary. Instead, a set by Bentz.
Oh, nice
and
shot.
And a kill by Bentz.
Oh, nice dig.
A diving dig. What a save by Galen, but out of bounds.
Outside the antenna. That was an excellent try.
The antenna. That's another new piece of vernacular that I've picked up from our expert Chin throughout our volleyball run here the last couple of weeks on KBUR. 15-10. Notre Dame leads. Set 2. Here's a serve by Bentz. Big hit and blocked, but down it goes. Point to Galen. That's the risk with the block, is a lot of times they end up back in the net or at your feet.
Right. A lot of times blockers jump too early. They bring that ball back down with them. Just got to wait a little bit longer and press on top.
Great serve by Goebel.
Oh, nice
but
shot.
But a monster shot nice by shot. Katie. You know, I tell you, these girls out there just having a blast.
Oh,
I mean, they're laughing and high-fiving. And of course, they're up 16-11 right now. But so fun to see all the adversity this team has faced throughout the season to get out here on the big stage and have some darn fun. And that's what they're doing. There's the nice hit by Galen. Now a set by Bentz. Elevation by Stevens, and a great save by Galen, but here comes the ball right to Coach Reed and her Rally for Reed t-shirt. Of course, we told the Rally for Reed story last week up at Mount Pleasant. It's Susan Reed's nephew that passed away on her birthday, of all things, darn it, about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, nice serve by Molly.
So some extra motivation by the Nikes as they get the set. And the monster hit defended well, though, by Galen.
That was a prime example of our defense. Assuming Gabby's going to put that down and stood there and watch. We've got to cover our hitters.
Yeah, Coach Davis didn't like that.
No, that's exactly what he just said to him. Cover your hitters.
So 17-12, Notre Dame in the lead in set two. And there's an ace serve by Galen. You know, Holy Trinity's got that little merry-go-round circle they run in after an ace. Galen's got this, I'll call it a, some sort of popcorn hop. They all hop around and do some dance. But Galen's not going away,
good
although
eye,
there's a deep
eye.
Serve deep by serve. The Jays. 18-13, Notre Dame up five and set two. They won the opener 25-19, looking to go up two sets to nothing. Here's Gabby Deary. Jump serve in play.
Nice serve.
Goble. Back set. Big hit. And a block into the net by the Nikes.
Too early on that block.
Playing with the kill, and she's been tough all night.
Yes, she has.
Back to serve for David Catholic, number one.
Let's get a good pass on the serve.
18-14. Notre Dame in the lead. Great serve there by Abby Rulin.
Nice up by Artman.
Oh, that nothing Katie Stevens can't handle.
Great set by Jenna. Back set to Katie. She puts it straight down.
So that's Stevens' eighth kill. 19-14 as Notre Dame puts it in play. Here comes a hit by Stitchman. That's about the fourth time this set that Notre Dame's had a blocker right behind their arms.
They're not pressing on top because the reason why they're not pressing, they go up too early, gravity pulls them down, they can't push their arm over. So just have to wait a half a second longer and they'll block these balls.
Great serve by Colbeck. Diving save by Artman and
blocked by Galen.
Bence can't handle it. Blocked back down, 19-16.
That was a tough pass to work with. That was a tight pass. So she did everything she could, but big block there. Got to get the ball off the net a little bit here.
There's a deep serve by the Jays. Molly Johnson watched that one sail out of play. And she will be replaced in the lineup by Maisie Belger. 20-16, your score in set two. Notre Dame in the lead.
That's a nice serve by Bence.
Here comes the wind-up, the hit, too much by Riley Schnepp. Out of bounds it goes. Bruce Huddleston's flags in the air. 21-16, Notre Dame 4 points away from a 2-0 set lead.
That's another attempt by Galen to go down the line. We have no one there, so luckily that ball went out of bounds.
Oh, nice block by Korsgan on the dink. Now here's the set and the hit by Galen.
Find a hitter here.
Artman.
Attack.
Pass.
Ooh.
Oh, Stevens and
miscommunication there.
Bence kind of got tied up in the air. And into the net it went, so 21-17 point to the Jays.
And I'm just kind of surprised their serve receive formation is so close to the net. They should be serving balls deep, so you might want to bring that scoop back a little bit.
There's a hit by Stevens, defended by Galen now.
Nice save.
Beautiful save by Bence. Yeah. And here's the other Bence. Oh, man, back-to-back diving shots. Bence got the kill. Point for the Nikes, 22-17.
Yeah, they need to talk a lot more. Everybody's running into each other. Got to be loud to call these balls.
And
timeout by Galen.
Coach Meyer wants a timeout for Galen with Notre Dame leading 22-17. This
second.
Is State High School Volleyball brought to you by Deary Brothers and Brad Deary Honda. Back after this on KBUR.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
And welcome back to Cedar Rapids State High School Volleyball. Casey Fleming and Chin Nguyen just waving at a few future Notre Dame volleyballers, and that's my daughter Rowan, Charlotte Blankenship. I think we got Harlan Hilliard up there and others. Classmate of mine, Amanda Brent, music teacher at Notre Dame, up there cheering on the Nikes as they put it back in play. Here we go. Bentz, pass. Bentz,
nice
hit.
Line
Bentz,
shot.
Kill! 23-17.
They're giving her that line. She's taking advantage of it.
Notre Dame keeping their foot on the gas here.
Yes, they are. Tough serve here. It's going short.
Artman, serve. Colbeck with the bump. Now nice the hit and the block by the Nikes. Too much to handle. Point, Notre Dame.
Point.
Set point, 24-17.
15,
so here's Carly Artman. Serves nice in serve. Play over to that right deep to left that corner. Too much to handle.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
Wow, a diving save by Galen.
Gabby. Oh,
oh dear, he got it into the net. No, wait a minute.
Point.
Yep.
Okay.
Into
the net, man.
She was ready for that one. Oh, my goodness. I thought she had it.
Almost had the ace, but Goble ended up in the bench as she dove to save that one for the Jays. Here's Artman to Bentz. And the
nice
hit.
Shot.
And down it goes. Cozy Bentz puts Notre Dame up 2-0 in the state semifinals. 25-18. Your score and set two back after this as the Notre Dame Nikes get one set closer to playing the state championship tomorrow night here in Cedar Rapids. Tonight, the action is brought to you by Deary Brothers and Brad Deary Honda in Burlington. See Deary Brothers and Brad Deary Honda for all your new and used buying and leasing needs. We thank them for supporting Notre Dame Volleyball. Back with set three after I catch my breath and this two-minute break on KBUR.
Deck the halls with beautiful and unique Christmas decorations from Ritter's. Nobody does the holidays up like Ritter's, and you're invited to join them for a very special occasion. This year, their annual Christmas open house will be an exciting three-day event, Friday through Sunday, November 6th through the 8th, with discounts and door prizes. Browse through festive decor and whimsical holiday gifts as you immerse yourself in the sights and sounds of the season. It's the always delightful Christmas open house at Ritter's, November 6th through the 8th. Wow, it must be by Ritter's.
At Ryan Schmitz, we're big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know this year you may not be able to compete the entire season, so it's important to appreciate your teammates, coaches, and every game you're able to play. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 80 years. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we just want you to know Pizza Ranch is here. Pizza Ranch is here with contactless delivery and curbside pickup. And now your local Pizza Ranch is here with safety measures and social distancing guidelines in place to provide all the buffet favorites you've been missing. Our full buffet is now open, and we look forward to serving you safely. Because here at Pizza Ranch, we're here for you.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet, for delivery or to go. Call 754-5555.
At Bob Dodd's Insurance, they recognize the value of teamwork and believe that hard work pays off both in sports and in life. They wish all the athletes competing this season good luck and encourage you to put your all into practice today to achieve victory tomorrow. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodd's Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 319-392-8311 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
The news and sports authority for Southeast Iowa and West Central Illinois. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR, Burlington.
Back to action in Cedar Rapids as Notre Dame scores the first point in set number three. The Nikes up to a 2-0 lead over Lamar's Galen Catholic. And now Notre Dame's got the serve. The winner goes to the state championship against either Council Bluffs St. Albert or Gladbrook Rhinebeck, who are playing in the court right across the way here in Cedar Rapids. And both these teams going back and
forth.
Bentz cross court to Stevens. Defended by Goebel. There's the set. Big hit. Oh, big
monster block by Gabby. Oh, one-on-one.
I think I saw Deary is the number one girl in 1A at the state tournament in solo blocks.
Yes, I believe that's correct.
So she showed her strength there as Notre Dame jumps out to a 2-0 lead. Set. Hit.
Nice
defended
by
Jenna. Bence. Hartman. And the dink over by Josie Bence. Big hit
nice.
And a block into the net by the Nikes. It's okay, Lauren Hines. She's the shortest hitter they got, but she's been the best so far tonight, Jen.
That's the thing with smaller hitters, you have to wait a little bit longer on the block because they generate so much speed on their hits. If you don't press on top, they're going to get you.
There's the serve, and here comes Stevens. Did she get some? She did!
Hit them where they're not, huh?
Hit it where they ain't. I tell you, Galen let that one go. They thought it was going to be out. And we had the perfect angle. That ball was like it was knuckling. It was back and forth. And I don't know if it caught the ghost of Whitesnake, who I saw in this building back in the 90s or what, but that ball had some curve on it. So 3-1 Nikes. They serve, and they block that one. And a point to Notre Dame, 4-1.
Notre Dame.
Galen's Stutzman changed her hand on that. She hit that left-handed. Not sure why.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. 4-1. Belger. Kerrigan Belger on the serve. Puts it in play. Goebel set.
Nice job.
Hit by Hying. Stevens, little top spin shot. Down into the corner. And Galen back in the Nike side of the court. Bence. To Bence. And, oh, almost down for the kill. No luck. Good defense by the Jays. Hartman. Bence.
Slide past it. Oh, slide hit. Oh, nice save by Galen.
Wow. The slide spike by Gabby. And unbelievable power by Caden Stevens, but just too much. Too much. Try to go down that inside line.
Yes, I seriously thought she hit it in the face.
So 2-4. Notre Dame leading. Abby Ruland serving for the Jays.
Get a good pass there, Notre Dame. That'll work.
Bence, little dink by Bence, but blocked by Galen. 4-3.
A little too tight of a pass there by Jenna. Inside by Josie.
So Notre Dame won the first two sets, if you're just joining us. And lead by one in set three. Here comes Deary. Her kill is blocked. Defended well by Galen. Pass. Hit by Colbeck.
Nice up. Hartman.
Hartman. Bence. Stevens hit.
Oh,
blocked.
Mercy.
Oh, what a reaction by Deary.
Oh.
The ball was blocked right back at her, and she I don't know how she jumped that
she
quick.
She jumped up and just swatted it back. What a play.
I don't know if she got that athleticism from mom or dad, but that was what I'd say pretty quick feet, Chin.
Yeah, it was definitely a quick feet.
All right. Well, we got Dan Hickey listening back down in southeast Iowa. He,
nice
of course,
dig,
was around for that state championship back in the day. And Des Moines, the girls.
Net violation. There should be a net call. Oh, my
Uh-oh.
Goodness. They missed one.
Thought we had a net call there, but apparently not. But anyway, we thank Dan Hickey and everybody back at home listening. And as I mentioned, Dan was part of that state championship girls basketball team we had 5-6 years ago up in Des Moines. 5-4, Nikes lead set three. Here's Hartman.
Nice pass.
Pass. Bence. Set. Stevens.
Oh, thread the needle that time.
Power.
Wow, that was a nice shot.
Great timing on a jump.
Yes, that was.
That's so important to time that jump, and man, she did. And now Stevens on the serve, goes wide right, tried to get a little cute with that one.
Yeah, she was trying to hit down that line. Coach called for a five zone.
So here we are, 6-5 in set three. Notre Dame leading by one. Almost an ace serve by the Jays. Good save by Stevens. Whitehead, Goebel.
Down the line, ooh.
Little bump
there,
over.
Now our defense is starting to rotate over to that line.
And
nice shot.
Too
Not
much
long.
To handle. Bence with the kill. Notice I've only said spike once tonight, Jim. I lost my bet in that last game against Waco. 7-5, Notre Dame up two. As Bence, Jenna Bence, puts the serve in play. Here's the big hit. by Galen. Blocked by Belger. Another set by Galen. That one blocked, but out of bounds. Point to the Jays.
Whitehead has a nice hit in the middle there. I've noticed that Galen's serving a lot tougher in this set. Trying to get Notre Dame out of the system.
7-6. Here's the serve by Goble.
Nice Bentz pass. By Bentz.
Bentz set. Bentz.
Good
ding.
Spot.
Point.
Nice spot.
Nikes. Woo.
Tight set. She made something happen out of that one.
8-6.
Yeah, let's get it back to that number six. One in that one corner. It looks like Coach Reed's calling for it.
There's Artman to Colbeck. And
nice
hit.
Up by Bentz.
Beautiful I'm save sorry. By Stevens. Katie, now Bentz puts it back in play. Almost out. Whitehead.
Going down the line.
Pying.
Nice.
Bump by Bentz. Pass by Artman.
Back
Stevens.
Row attack by Stevens.
Oh!
Nice back row attack by Katie.
The back row attack. I'm going to have to make note on that in case I have to use that again. That some more volleyball verbiage that I'm
just another added weapon. Another
learning here.
Another hitter in the back row.
Artman serve.
Whitehead with a tip.
Oh, a little dink by Whitehead. She's tough.
Yes, she is.
She's tough. So 9-7. Notre Dame up 2 points, and they're up 2-0 in this match. Winner goes to the state championship tomorrow night here
nice
in Cedar Rapids.
Artman. Ooh, a little too tight.
Double hit.
Yep, double contact on Jenna.
Another one of those passes just got too close to the net.
So Galen right now is serving pretty tough, so we should be scooting back on our serve receive, giving us some time.
So timeout in the action. We'll keep it right here. Tonight's state volleyball broadcast brought to us by our broadcast partner, Deary Brothers in West Burlington, and Brad Deary Honda in Burlington as well. Of course, Brad's daughter, Gabby, part of the squad tonight. And 9-8, you know, Galen, they're not going to go away. But Notre Dame in good shape right now. But we've seen it. We said it all along. We said it in the other matches. I've seen too many of these where you jump out 2-0. Then
exactly.
The next thing you know, you're in set 5.
Exactly.
We saw it at Holy Trinity. Galen saw it last night against New London. And here we go. Notre Dame up 9-8.
Just got to get a good pass here.
Service deep.
Deep.
Bruce Huddleston raises his flag high in the air. Point to the Nikes, 10-8. Kind of dodged a bullet there.
That was a good timeout by the coach.
10-8 Nikes. Benson serve and play. Goble, set. Whiteman's kill. Block into the net.
Big
point.
Nice
Notre Dame.
Point for the
Nikes. 11-8.
Man, if we can serve the ball deep to that corner over there. And she is calling for. Couldn't see it. To the six.
Benson serve.
Nice Belger.
Bentz to Bentz. Back row hit. Almost down, but saved by Colbeck. She's been good in the back row for Galen all night.
Nice up by Art.
Bentz. Stevens.
Monster.
Wow.
Nice defense by Galen.
They really move well, and they got that one down.
A little off-speed shot by Galen. Ball went straight down.
So 11-9. Notre Dame still leads. Won the first two. 25-19, 25-17.
Come on, serve receive. Let's get a good pass here, setter here.
Here's Maya Whitehead on the serve.
Nice pass by
Bentz to Stevens. Oh. And the dink.
Out of bounds. I'm hit the antenna.
Caught the antenna.
All right.
Caught the antenna. 11-10. Notre Dame up one. Here's the Whitehead serve. A floater. Artman. Bentz.
In the middle. Nice
Deary, dink. Good save there by Galen, and just an absolute powerhouse hit. There she is, Lauren Hying. She has been the spark plug for the Jays all night.
Got 10 kills so far. And she's all 5'7".
So we're tied up at 11. We haven't been tied.
A serve.
Haven't been tied. Haven't been tied. Now they take the lead. 12-11.
Got to get a pass here. Got to get a pass.
A little bit of a run here by Galen. Bentz, Belger, Deary.
Nice shot. By Gabby.
Goble, Colbeck. Saved by Bentz. Almost into the net between the two courts. There's Josie Benz, gets it over the net. Goble, set. Hit by seven is Stitzman, who just came in. But into the net it goes. Notre Dame has lost the momentum, Chin.
Yeah, they did. All it is passing right now. Got to get a pass up.
So 11-13. This is the first time Notre Dame's trailed in all three sets. Whiteman's got
there's
the serve
one.
Dialed
nice
in.
Nice pass.
Belger, nice hit. Go back. Goble. Booyah! Man, oh man, is she on fire. Kill Lauren Hine, kill number 11, puts Galen up 14-11.
A block's not getting in position there. She's getting set inside on the right side, and her blocks are staying out. We got to bring that block in. She's cutting it inside.
Whitehead serve, bumped by Deary, and here comes Stevens.
Nice just, shot, Katie.
Decides I'm going to power this one home, and she does. Got her dad and grandpa right up over our right shoulder, and little brother, and aunts, all sorts of Stevens family members here, as well as all the Notre Dame faithful here cheering on. I see basketball coach, large red Dan Keyes in the concourse up there.
Nice serve.
Belger gets the serve in, chalked it up. As an eight.
Good spot, Kerrigan.
So Belger drops a serve in. For the Nikes, 14-13. The Jays up one.
Nice
Belger
drop.
Serve. And yeah! It's a block by Deary.
That was excellent serve by Belger. Short serve dropped quite a bit. Galen had troubles getting underneath that.
So the serve barely got over the net. They dove to save it. And as it was approaching the white stripe on top of the net, Deary said, good night, I'm putting it home. Now another good serve by Deary. And that return is into the net. And here come the Nikes charging right back, Jen.
They took the momentum. They're back on top now.
15-14. Notre Dame's taking the lead back. 10 points away from putting Galen down for the season. We'll find out how the rest of this set goes in 30 seconds right here on KBUR.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, paint, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with all the planning and design no matter what project you're working on. And they deliver. Need a new refrigerator or stove? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the large Beckman Appliance Showroom. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington.
Welcome back to the Alliant Energy Powerhouse, downtown Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Casey Fleming and Chin Nguyen on the call. It's 1A state semifinal volleyball. The Notre Dame Nikes trying to reach the state championship game. They're up 2-0 and lead 15-14 here in set three.
Definitely.
And a block by the Nikes.
That was an excellent job by Katie setting that block up correctly. Good timing.
So after Notre Dame had fallen behind 14-11. They've now ran off five straight. And I think you've put it best, Chan. They've taken all the Galen punches and continued to respond tonight. Katie Stevens winds up, big hit.
Out of bounds. Oh, score.
Yeah, the block went out of bounds, yep. Yeah. So 17-14, Kerrigan Belger. Just phenomenal on the serve tonight, Chan.
Yes, she is. That was nice, another tough serve there.
The little floater, big hit by Stitzman.
Nice
Deary blocks it. They meet at the net.
Nice job by
Great
Kerrigan.
Save by Belger. Hit by Benz.
Oh.
Blocked down, but no! Into the net it goes. Point to the Nikes.
Back row
18-14.
Attack. Back row attack by Benz. That's excellent job there. Nice dig by Belger.
Coach Meyer wants a timeout with Notre Dame leading 18-14. Back with the next few points after this on News Radio 99.3 FM and 1490 KBUR and KBUR.com.
If you want to quit renting and start owning in 2020, you're going to need a mortgage. And those can be intimidating. I'm Connor with Danville State Savings Bank. Did you know that we offer six different mortgage products to qualified buyers? At Danville State Savings Bank, we'll go the extra mile to help you find the best mortgage option. Call me today at Danville State Savings Bank. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Tough serve.
Welcome back to Cedar Rapids, where Kerrigan Belger just about got an ace in. Galen Catholic very lucky to get it back, but Notre Dame dove to save it.
I think Kerrigan was admiring how nice that serve was. Forgot to play defense there.
Yeah. But what a run by the Nikes after falling down 14-11. They go on about a 7-1 run. Now 18-15 as Stevens gets the hit. Set by Goble.
Oh man,
I barely got any paint back here.
Come on,
Marissa
defense.
Stitchman with the hit. Her second kill of the night.
Got to keep moving to the ball on defense. Don't turn and look. Turn and move.
18-16, Notre Dame leads. There's Rulin serve. Diving save by Deary. And into the net. So
getting a little floppy now.
And you mentioned their coach was not happy that last time out.
No, he was not.
These girls haven't lost since September 15th. They lost five of their first seven matches.
That's a tough serve.
Now an ace.
Kaden's doing a very fast float serve. We got to be more aggressive on that pass. Get your hips down, get your legs bent here.
So we're tied back up at 18. Set three. Notre Dame leads two sets to nothing. That's
out. Good eye. Went deep.
A little too much ice cream on that one. Slid out of play.
Big serve here, Gabby.
Gabby Deary on the serve. The sophomore middle hitter, six-footer. Jump serve. Ball's in the air. Over the net it goes.
Nice.
Dug out by Colbeck. Here's the set. Stitzman's hit. Blocked. Down it goes.
Over. Nice.
What a save by Bench. Wow. Goble. Stitzman. Hit.
Oh man.
Just to the corner. Deary decided to let that one go. It did look like it was going to sail out. And down it went. Caught some paint. Tied up at 19.
Turn and move. Don't turn and look. Turn and move so you know it's make sure it's in or out.
It's Colbeck's serve. She's the best server they've got. And they meet at the net. And Stitzman won that one. 2019. Galen is alive.
All you need is a pass. Just don't jerk your arms here. Just let it come off your arms nice and easy.
Here comes Colbeck's jump serve. Dug
nice
out
job.
By Belcher.
Kerrigan.
Vince Stevens. Wow.
Just like that.
There's a point to the Nikes. Right when they seem to need a point,
exactly. They
seem to get it, Chin.
Awesome. All started with the pass there by Kerrigan. Nice, solid pass.
We're not at a 20. There's Stevens' serve. Colbeck, Goble, Stitzman, hit, blocked! Stitzman, dink over. Bentz, Artman. Bentz will knock it over, keep it in play for the Nikes. There's Colbeck, Goble.
Down the line. Nice job, Kerrigan. That looked like a throw on their part.
And there's Josie Bentz with the spike, defended well by Galen. Now the Jays.
Oh, good
spike
eye.
To the
bounce.
Good point eye. To the Nikes. Artman. 21-20.
Point. Nikes.
Keep pushing here, Notre Dame. Keep pushing.
And you got Katie Stevens on the serve. In
That's
play.
A nice serve.
Almost an ace. They keep it in play. Got a long hit to get it over.
Get a free ball back now. Get it up.
Artman, good pass. Bentz. Set.
Down the
Bentz.
Line. Oh, you had it on the line.
And Galen with the back row hit, defended by Artman. Bentz to Bentz. The dink. Oh, almost went down. Goble, Stitzman.
Short. Let's go. Set it up here.
Here's Bentz again. This time the dink is much. Down.
It's
tipped.
Touched by Galen
Point
on the block.
Point to the Nikes. 22-20.
Pressure's on Galen right now.
Notre Dame leads two sets to nothing. They win this one. They're going to the state championship game tomorrow night.
Nice serve.
Nice serve by Stevens. Tough to handle. Into the net it goes. 23-20.
Nothing Gator can do right now. They're out of timeouts.
And Stevens is one of those club players that we've talked about. She's played under bright lights before. The
nice,
serve.
Tough serve.
Ace. Ooh. No, not an ace.
Nice
I spoke
save.
Too soon.
Nice save.
An amazing Gator. Save by the Jays.
Down
Bentz.
The line. Down the
Bentz.
Line.
Point to the Nikes. 24-20. Match point.
Oh, wow.
Here comes Katie Stevens. Puts the ball in play.
Nice serve.
Good pass by Galen. Set by Goble. Here comes the spike by Stitzman.
Out.
We're going to the championship. Notre Dame knocks off Lamar's Galen. Catholic. Three sets. 10-0.
Great job by Notre Dame. One more to go.
What a scene here at the Alliant Energy Powerhouse. as the teams wave to each other, tears flowing on the Galen Catholic side of the court, understandably so. And I'm not so sure there aren't some tears of happiness on the Notre Dame side of the court. Look at, oh man, unbelievable. What a scene here in Cedar Rapids at the Alliant Energy Powerhouse. Notre Dame sweeps Galen Catholic 3-0. Katie Stevens, final serve. Put it away. We'll be back to wrap this one up after this break on News Radio 99.3 FM, 1490 KBUR, and KBUR.com.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Deck the halls with beautiful and unique Christmas decorations from Ritter's. Nobody does the holidays up like Ritter's, and you're invited to join them for a very special occasion. This year, their annual Christmas open house will be an exciting three-day event, Friday through Sunday, November 6th through the 8th, with discounts and door prizes. Browse through festive decor and whimsical holiday gifts as you immerse yourself in the sights and sounds of the season. It's the always delightful Christmas open house at Ritter's, November 6th through the 8th. Wow, it must be by Ritter's.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we just want you to know Pizza Ranch is here. Pizza Ranch is here with contactless delivery and curbside pickup. And now your local Pizza Ranch is here with safety measures and social distancing guidelines in place to provide all the buffet favorites you've been missing. Our full buffet is now open, and we look forward to serving you safely. Because here at Pizza Ranch, we're here for you.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet, for delivery or to go. Call 754-5555.
Welcome back to the Alliant Energy Powerhouse, Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Casey Fleming and Chin Nguyen from the Iowa Rockets on the color commentary. And Galen Catholic came in here the favorite. They were state tournament regulars. They were on a 21-set winning streak, or 21-match winning streak. And Nike's just took every punch they threw at him, Chin, and hung on and swept him. Three sets to nothing.
That was a great job by Notre Dame.
It was one for the ages, the first trip ever to the state tournament for the Notre Dame Nikes, and Coach Mike Davis joins us. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
We play for another day.
Yes, we do. Like I said, we had a lot to prove, and I think we proved a little bit of it tonight.
Girls came out, and you know, I think there's a little bit, there are some nerves, understandably so. Galen Catholic had a chance to play last night. They've been here 11 of the last 12 years and all that. But once the first few points were settled, Notre Dame settled in, you guys just took every punch they threw at you.
Yeah, like I said, I don't think we played our best, but we played really well tonight. And I think they responded to the atmosphere very, very well. I didn't know exactly what we're going to get out of them tonight, but they just settled in and they started playing their style.
So there was a timeout in the third set there where they had taken the first lead. They didn't lead until midway through the third set all night, as I'm sure you're probably aware of. What'd you say to the girls there?
I told them, I was like, we just keep playing our ball. I was like, it doesn't matter if we get down a point or two, three, 4 points. We've got the athletes on the floor that can take care of the ball. So, you know, just get them calmed down and realize, hey, we'll get this turned around, and they did that. And we just try to just keep the ball in play, you know, control balls and not make errors. Let them make the errors. And I think they did that.
Well, and I know that we don't look forward too far when you're in a championship setting, especially at the state championship level. But it was a three-game sweep across the court here in Cedar Rapids. I believe it was at Gladbrook, Rhinebeck.
Yes, yep.
I'm going to struggle saying that tomorrow night. I was going to call him GR. But it looks like they're the team you'll face tomorrow night. Do you know anything about them at this point?
No, we haven't. I was up here last night, and I was watching, and I, in my opinion, I thought they were one of the best teams that was here. And they've got some big hitters, and we're going to match up well. So it should be a battle.
Well, hey, congratulations. We've talked about the season. We've talked about all the craziness. Let's take it one more step. Why not?
Might as well. Okay. Might as well see you tomorrow.
Okay. All right, Coach. Thank you. That's Coach Mike Davis. And we'll get we'll bring Chin Nguyen back in to wrap this one up. But, again, Notre Dame advances to the state championship match in 1A girls volleyball. Tonight's state broadcast brought to us by Deary Brothers and Brad Deary Honda in West Burlington. We thank Deary Brothers and Brad Deary Honda for supporting Notre Dame volleyball. And Gladbrook Rhinebeck, three-set winner over cross court there. Coach Davis was just saying they're big hitters, they're athletic, and I'm sure they'll be ready to go tomorrow night, too.
Oh, yeah, it'll be a battle tomorrow night, that's for sure. That's why they're in the finals.
Now, again, you're pretty knowledgeable statewide of volleyball. Do you know any of the girls from that?
I do not.
No, okay. Well, we'll do some research. We'll be back here tomorrow night. I hope you can join us again,
yes,
Chin.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, well,
we got a little streak going.
We got a little streak going. That's right. What a streak it's been. If you don't know the story, we didn't even know if Notre Dame was going to play volleyball this season. COVID hit the team early. Coach Mike Kelker, who had stepped in to be the head coach, he hadn't coached volleyball in, I don't know, over a decade. Right. But the history that Kelker brought to the program, you know, he started the program at Marquette and had a player for him named Melissa Friesmeier that's done okay in coaching. of course, probably a future Hall of Famer down there at Holy Trinity. And he's hit with COVID. A couple of the girls hit with COVID. This goes back to September. And you know, everything got shut down. The team got shut down. Everybody's quarantined. Coaches are quarantined. They're out of school. And they hung on. They hung on. They couldn't practice. They couldn't do anything. And they really fell behind. But I think they just hung in there. And they said, well, everybody's healthy again. Let's give it a shot. And they started out slow. They lost a number of matches. They had the eligibility thing with, yes, there are a couple of gals that have transferred in are eligible, and no, they're not, and yes, they are. And anyway, we got all that settled. They came together, and here we are. What a story it's been, and what fun it's been to watch.
It's been an incredible story. Maybe they'll finish up on a high note tomorrow night.
Well, we'll find out. State championship. Volleyball tomorrow night, 8 o'clock right here on KBUR. Tell your friends, family, neighbors, 1490 on your AM dial, 99.3 on your FM dial, and, of course, KBUR.com on the TuneIn Radio app as well. So, Chin, we'll see you tomorrow night.
Yes,
go
definitely.
Home, get some rest, and we're looking forward to it. Will Notre Dame bring home a state championship tomorrow night from Cedar Rapids? We'll find out, and we'll have all the action right here. We'll go on there about 7:45 for the pregame. Four. Donnie back at the station, making us sound great in the studio. For Coach Mike Davis, for Coach, who else do we have? I'm looking at all these people. Anyway, for all the coaches, for Coach Reed, Coach Davis, for our athletic director, Bill Pleen, and everybody that's made this happen, and for all of our sponsors, thank you so much for allowing us to come up and call this state semifinal game. Should be a fun one tomorrow night from Cedar Rapids. We'll have all the action right here. So that's it for tonight. Again, we thank our game sponsor, Deary Brothers and Brad Deary Honda, all of our other sponsors, and we'll see you from Cedar Rapids tomorrow night. I'm Casey Fleming. This has been high school volleyball state semifinal action on News Radio 1490 and 99.3 FM and KBUR.com.
Notre Dame Girls State Tournament Volleyball on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR has been brought to you by Deary Brothers Automotive and Brad Deary Honda, courtesy Door Sales and Service, the Pilot Grove Savings Bank, Rhinesmith's Flooring America, Standard of Beaverdale, Bob Dodd's Insurance in Danville, Pizza Ranch, the Danville State Savings Bank, and by Ritter's Garden Center and Landscaping on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Have you ever caught yourself spending time searching the internet for the perfect vehicle, or your dream home, or that one thing you've always wanted to own? I'm Kristen with Danville State Savings Bank, and we can make all those things possible with approved financing from us. Whether financing a car or your new home, let Danville State Savings Bank be your trusted financial partner. With offices in New London and Danville. Or visit us online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, paint, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with all the planning and design no matter what project you're working on. And they deliver. Need a new refrigerator or stove? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the large Beckman Appliance Showroom. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington.
At Ryan Schmitz, we're big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know this year you may not be able to compete the entire season, so it's important to appreciate your teammates, coaches, and every game you're able to play. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family-owned and operated and part of your community for over 80 years. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Convenience. According to the dictionary, it's being able to proceed with little effort or difficulty. You look for convenience when you're shopping for clothing and food. And at Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we want you to choose our financial institution based on convenience. With 14 convenient locations scattered across Southeast Iowa,